It's 8:10 and it's time to talk bears on the Thursday morning show. Andy Try is a wildlife research biologist in the Bear Research Program at the Minnesota DNR. He's joining us today by phone to talk with us about bears and where they have been where they may have made their dens. Andy, thanks for being here.
You bet.
So where do bears usually make their dens?
Well, it's kind of like asking what's bear habitat. So bears are generalists, and basically anywhere they'll find enough food and shelter and places to live, they'll do just fine. So typically what we think about for bear dens are like holes dug in the ground, kind of your classic rock den, which actually in Minnesota is pretty darn rare, except up at the like at Voyageurs National Park. Otherwise, most dens are, like I said, the excavated kind, under a brush pile, under some roots or a stump. And then in Minnesota, we have some bears that nest. And so what I mean by nest is if you visualize on Sesame Street, Big Bird's big old nest, yeah. That's kind of like what we have. Well, the bears will be above ground. It'll snow on them sometimes, but they're above ground all winter. And that's part of the issue that I'm going to talk a little bit about today.
Yeah, tell us, first of all, how is this year different, and what are some of the concerns you have about the bears this year?
Sure. Well, as you guys know, the climate's been getting wetter here in Minnesota, and last fall was a really wet fall. And so, especially in the northwestern part of the state, it was really tough to get the corn in on time. And so what that meant is going into the fall or the late fall and wintertime, there was a lot of standing corn. The bears, being opportunistic and taking advantage where they can, actually think corn is not a bad place to den. It's essentially like planting a big, dense forest for them. It's a good screening cover from the wind. Generally, they're not disturbed all winter until harvest time. And that's kind of where the few issues we've been having occur. And so essentially farmers right now are scrambling to get to make sure that they can get what's left of the harvest harvested before the fields get too muddy. And so we're asking farmers just to watch out for bears in the corn. It's not something we typically think about when we're harvesting, especially in the springtime, but the bears are out there. We've had a couple of cases where mother has been hit or spooked off of the den by a combine and or any sort of harvesting activity, and it's resulted in some orphaned cubs. And so we're just trying to let farmers know that, hey, there's bears out in the woods, and if you happen to disturb a female off the nest, just keep going, avoid the area, and things will work out generally pretty well.
So when do they come out of their hibernation?
So for there's kind of two dates that we usually use. And so there's the kind of the date where they peek out of their hole in the ground or come out of the den. And so for like females, generally that's about mid-March. And then they'll stay at the den all the way till the cubs are big enough to climb trees. And so generally, that's somewhere between the 1st and the 15th of April. So we're coming into prime time where the bears will start to leave their dens, and their metabolism's starting to ramp up. They're stretching. They're getting their muscles ready for doing their job in the springtime. And then they're just going to eat what they can. It's mostly green vegetation this time of year out of the swamps.
So you mentioned if you see a den, just avoid it.
Right. That's the best thing. Give the bears their space. If you happen to flush a bear off the nest, they will generally return, or at least they'll move. If they're little cubs, generally they'll come back and pick them up. For example, there was a case up at Thief Lake where a female was disturbed off the nest, and she had, by the time that the farmer and the wildlife folks had come out, she had already moved one of the cubs off. They carry them like kittens in their mouth. Mm-hmm.
We're talking with Andy Tri. He's a wildlife biologist in the Bear Research Program at the Minnesota DNR. There's also been a few accidents where the bears have been killed and then the cubs have been orphaned. Can you tell us about that a little bit?
Sure. So we don't do this to boost the bear population, but bear cubs are adorable and people want to do the right thing. And so we've been working for a long time with the only licensed cub rehabilitator in the state, Wild and Free, down in Garrison. And so over the last couple of weeks, there's been an influx of cubs. And part of the reason I want to get this message out is just so they don't get totally overwhelmed. Because if you can imagine, all those babies need to be bottle fed, and it's a lot of work, and they're a smaller facility. But what they end up doing is the cubs are handled as little as possible. The people who are bottle feeding are in camouflage. They don't talk to the bears. And then they're switched from bottle feeding to milk, you know, out of a bowl as soon as they can. And then they're basically kept out of human contact as much as they can to increase the probability that these bears won't become trouble later.
So Andy, what kind of year has it been? What type of winter has it been for the bear this year? And does it make a difference?
It's the only really issues with bears in winters where they have a little trouble is where there's a huge melt off and they get flooded from their dens. But even then, they seem to be doing fine.
Okay.
Bears in general this winter had a lot of snow melt, or I should say, a lot of snow early on, and then not a ton in the last part of the winter. But the den checks that we finished up in early March, pretty much everybody, the females were healthy. The cubs were a little small. It seemed like the cubs were born like a week later than normal. We're not quite sure why that is, but they're all still in the healthy range. So everybody's doing well, seemingly, at least in the Grand Rapids population.
Now, Andy, you've been up close and personal with bears. You're a bear researcher. You said the word adorable about those cubs. What might we be surprised by if we were up close to either the mother bear or little cubs?
Sure. I think the thing that surprises people most when when we tell them about the process is that the female isn't fully asleep. So it's not like a ground squirrel or sort of your other species, chipmunks or whatever, that when they're down for the count, and their body temperature really drops a lot. Bears, their body temperature only drops about 10 degrees or so from the summertime, and their breaths will drop to somewhere between 3 and 6 per minute. And so they'll only breathe when their heart's beating, and their heart stops. I should say, the heart only beats when they are breathing, and the heart stops in between. And so what that whole adaptation and physiology allows bears to do is to stay vigilant if there's anything that approaches them. And so when we first look in the den, oftentimes the bear will pick its head up, kind of look at us, assess out the situation, and then she'll lay her head back down and continue on doing her thing. But the most surprising thing is that the cubs are bawling pretty much this whole time. And so you can hear the cubs before you'll find the den. And they'll just they'll cry and they'll make a little happy, we call it humming sound, but they'll kind of that's their little content noise. But it seems really kind of maladaptive, or like natural selection would have selected against noisy babies, just with predators in the world, but they do just great.
Well, that's Andy Tri. He's been telling us that if you see a bear den, keep your eyes open for bear den. They may be in cornfields now. Don't disturb them. Leave the area and let that bear return to its den and make a call to DNR. Is that the best way to do it if you see something like that?
Right. If you see a situation where the cubs are abandoned for a long period of time, 8 or 10 hours, then you can either call your local CO or you can give the local wildlife office a call, and we'll make arrangements that way. Similarly, if there's a female killed in a vehicle collision in the summertime, that would be the same deal.
Okay.
There's a little cubs before the 1st of August.
All right. Thanks, Andy. Good to talk to you.
Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.